The Getting to Know You conversations took place at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church and were streamed on Facebook Live for both Alderman Carolyn Morris and local businessman Cohen Barnes. Barnes was the first to unfold his life with the founder and director of DeKalb County Community Garden, Stan Kenny. Their conversation took place on March 22nd. Morris took the spotlight March 30th. Both Kenny and Barnes sat across a long rectangular table that allowed plenty of room for social distancing. Barnes highlighted his childhood by sharing memories of his parents and the many people who occasionally stayed at their home. He says a Buddhist monk was his most memorable visitor.
Wonderful guy, Ed, I love you to death, who would stay with us for months on end after traveling the world and come essentially, and Ed talks about this openly, to come to dry out. He would hang out with our family.
Barnes, who is an only child, moved from Charleston to DeKalb at age 10, but before that he lived in Sheridan, Illinois. He recalls how an awkward car conversation that may have included some type of racial slur pushed them to DeKalb. Barnes says his parents wanted him to be in an area with more diversity, and because of his exposure to this, he decided he wanted the same for his children.
When I look at DeKalb High School, between the athletic programs, the AP classes, the diversity that it has, I wouldn't want to send my kids anywhere else in the county or in the state.
Morris was also born in Illinois, but she didn't stay long. She relocated to Massachusetts, and at the age of 14, she moved to South Dakota and lived in a few other places.
And we transitioned to Philadelphia area, and I graduated high school in Pennsylvania. And then shortly thereafter, I joined the Marine Corps.
She moved back to DeKalb 6 years ago. The two opponents both served in the military. Barnes says this experience was a great foundation for him.
Imagine being 17, graduating high school, academics not being your priority, problems with authority, things like that. And then I go and become a U.S. infantryman in the Army and serve 3 years on active duty.
Barnes says the military experience gave him discipline and important leadership skills. Both Morris and Barnes express that they are ready to lead the community. Morris explains her plan.
So I think that where that starts is with a big community feedback survey that has significant response from the communities.
Morris says she has three main focuses if elected,
which are improving equity, public safety, and investing in and educating our youth. So I think if I were to be elected, I think that would be an indication from the community in the first place that those are priorities for the community.
Barnes says outside of the police department, he doesn't see a lot of diversity in city offices. He notes it will take some time to fix this, but says he's done some things that will help him start.
I think being a part of belonging, the community leaders I've been reaching out to that represent various aspects of our community, the people at Northern that I've been reaching out to in order to understand diversity and this topic.
He urges people to take a listen to the belonging conversation that took place in October. Another focus is the city's finances. Morris says there are already two organizations in the city that are working on bringing more businesses to town.
We have the DeKalb County Economic Development Corporation, and for the city council, we have an economic commission.
Other things discussed included fair housing, 24-hour child care services, and the relationship between the city and NIU. The first event was co-hosted by the organizer for DeKalb's beloved community, Beth Kappen, and NIU's Director of Community Promotions, Jennifer Gross. Kenny and Kappen also co-hosted the March 30th conversation along with DeKalb County Board Member Rakesha Crawford. Elections take place Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Yvonne Booz.